Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their respective industries. Today, we feature a person that is the definition of innovation, a forward thinker, a pristine example of someone that does not miss out on an opportunity. Young and old, help me welcome the founder and CEO of Jabu Logistics, Namibia, David Akinan. Hi, David. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks so much. You make that sound very important. So I'm excited to be here. That's for sure.
Great, great. No, thank you very much for making some time and being with us today.
It's a real pleasure.
Great. David, tell us, everyone has a starting point, right? What was your career and educational starting point? And please add that first job as well. Those are always interesting.
Yeah, look, my first job was at the age of 19 at Google. That was the official one where I first got my payslip and I knew I was paying taxes to the government. But I was actually working from the age of 7 or 8. It's probably not a very legal thing to do, but I used to sell CDs in school, burn CDs.
Yeah, you know about it. We know about it.
And back then, it was a cool thing to do. I was the guy you went to in school when you needed a video game for home. In general, I always thought about how to make ends meet, even though I wasn't necessarily needing it at home. My parents provided for us. And, you know, when we were children, we moved to the United States from Venezuela. I was born in South America. And my parents had to start from scratch. It was 4 brothers in 1 bedroom. Like, we slept in 1 bedroom. We shared, 2 of us shared a bed. The other 2 had a bunk bed. You can imagine the chaos of 4 teenage kids jumping up. And a lot of people go through that, you know. And I got out of school every day and I went to work at my dad's furniture store. I did his accounting. I helped him in sales. I helped clean up the furniture. These were real jobs. I was never paid a dime for it, but I felt prouder working there every day than any other job I've ever had.
Yeah, that is incredible. Is that 19 in Google?
Yeah. that was my official first job. That's when the government started taking taxes from me.
Already at 19?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So as a professional now, I mean, you probably in your 30s, as a professional in your own right, what challenges do you face and that you do you deal with on a daily basis?
Today.
Yeah, today.
Well, sure. Should have told me. I would have brought my notes because for that I do have notes. Look, all sorts of stuff, you know, like I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a professional, but also an entrepreneur in the sense that I'm captain of the ship. I'm in charge of what's going to happen. I'm the first one in, last one out. I would say accounting is a very important task that not all of us are prepared about. A lot of people out there are thinking, I want to start a business. Like, we think, yeah, this is like the cool stuff about it, but the hard stuff about it is reconciling what you've done. And when you think about reading somebody's biography, like how they did their life, if you want to read a company's biography, how it was built, it's all about its accounting. And I can tell you, I worked 4 years at a bank. I studied economics. I thought I knew my stuff. And it's a daily struggle to know that we're reconciling things on time, that we're doing things properly, that we know how to accrue for things. And it's not about what we're owing the government, because actually we're losing money at the moment. We're growing into a business. It's more about how do we build sustainably. And I think my number one thing today is that. Number two is making sure that every day as we grow our company, I'm sharing the same vision with people that are new as much as with people who are old. How do you keep people who've been in the company longer as motivated as people who are new, who think, yeah, I'm jumping in? So I think being able to share your vision always and also being able to accrue historically what's happened in your company are two of the biggest things I deal with daily.
Keep cool this summer with Fresh FM.
When Zacharias Lewala picked up a diamond in 1908, it changed the course of history forever. Today, Namdia is carving out a footprint on the international stage and ensuring Namibian diamonds shine bright. We continue to maximize the value of Namibian diamonds and have plowed back over 25 million Namibian dollars through our impact programs for the Namibian people. Since inception, Namdia has demonstrated to be a world-class cutting-edge company, creating value and changing lives. There is something exceptional in our diamonds and our people. Namdia. I am Namdia. I am Namibian.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's David Akinan, the founder and CEO of Jabu Logistics. He just shared quite a number of things. I'm still grasping at a couple of things, and we appreciate it. That's why we do Fresh Titans. It's just for us to learn from you. Now, David, What would your advice be to a young Namibian professional who too wants to climb the corporate ladder or, you know, embark on this entrepreneurship journey, but they're stuck and they don't trust themselves, they don't trust their abilities? And also don't forget the young and the kid that's in the rural areas. You mentioned you're from Venezuela, moved to the US. I'm sure there are so many cases of that right now.
Yeah. I'd say speak up. Speak up is number one. It sounds like an easy advice. It's the hardest thing to do. It's about your confidence, about what you think you're worth, what you think you bring to the table. Look, on the way to the radio, I was downstairs at the coffee shop. I ran into a friend. She is amazing. I know there is an opening in her company for the job above her. And I said, have you applied? Yes, I did. Cool, are you going to get it? No, I'm not sure. I'm thinking, let's see, let's hope at least I applied. So, you know, I am proud of her because even the job description that she's applied for might not have what it says that she can take in that job, but she's put her application in. And I think speaking up is the most important, and not just her, but everyone else who's thinking about how to climb that ladder. It really starts by speaking up. And most people decide, they think it's going to come at you or to you. It's really not. You're not going to wake up with someone knocking on your window of the bedroom and saying, hey, today's your day. You have to go get it. You have to go find it. You have to go win it. It's not coming for you.
Speak up. That's going to stay with me.
Yeah, speak up. Really, it's going to stay with me. If you think about it, it's also the idea of expressing what you want. Mm-hmm. How many of us, and I'm telling you because I did more years at corporate than in entrepreneurship. I am 32 now. And from 19 to 26, I was in corporate learning, putting in the grind, taking advice from people, learning what am I not doing right that other people have a problem with that I have to improve. But also what no one talks to you about is telling everyone where your dreams are, internally in the company, how you want to go there. And I remember I worked in New York and I took all my vacations to Nigeria, Angola, Namibia, Ethiopia. And they're like, what is that? Why are you not going to the beach? I said, well, because I'm trying to build my future. First of all, I'm traveling to go find what it is that I want to go do in the places that I find interesting. And I said, one guy told me, why do you say that? You're never going to get promoted in here if you keep telling people you're going somewhere else. I'm like, well, I'm never going to go where I want to go if I keep pretending I'm going where they want me to go. And that is huge. If you're in a company and you don't see yourself as a CEO of that company in 15 years, speak up. Say, I'm here to learn. I'm here to give my best right now, but I want to go into this field, and your company and destiny will push you in that direction.
Thank you very much, David. Really, really appreciate it. I mean, I'm sure there's so many young and, you know, just young professionals that are finding themselves in that crossroad right now. The next 10 years will be very critical. So we thank you for your wisdom.
Yeah, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for choosing us today. Fresh Titans continues next week, Thursday. Until the next one, keep listening.
Today's Fresh Titan was powered by Namdia. I am Namdia. I am Namibian.